Police: Man beaten with metal pipe under Nashville bridge dies. By Amy Furr on October 9, 2022. A man severely beaten with a metal pipe in Nashville, Tennessee, on Monday died days later as the crime wave plagues Americans. Metro police said 45-year-old Brian Rebenchtorf, originally charged with attempted homicide, will now be upgraded to homicide for the incident on 2nd Avenue South, Fox 17 reported Friday. Jerry Muller, 52, was rushed to a local hospital suffering from critical injuries after being beaten with a pipe while underneath a pedestrian bridge. Law enforcement said the suspect admitted involvement and was arrested. He told investigators he thought Muller may be stealing from him, which made him upset. The outlet continued, adding the suspect was being held on a $500,000 bond. A WKRN report on Friday included an image of Rebenchtorf. Meanwhile, a recent survey found violent crime across cities in President Joe Biden's D. America rose by more than 4% during the first 6 months of the year. Compared to 2019 crime rates, some cities have seen a doubling in murders and a 36% increase in aggravated assaults, the Breitbart News article said. The rise in violent crime across the nation has emerged as the deciding issue in the fast-approaching midterm elections, the outlet reported Wednesday. A Politico poll released Wednesday found that 77% of Americans believe violent crime is a significant problem in the country. The survey also found that 74% of Americans believe violent crime is increasing nationally, while 88% think it is increasing or staying the same within their community, the article said. Americans also believe increasing police department funding is one of the top ways to combat the crime wave, with 37% of respondents thinking that would decrease crime a lot, it continued. In addition, a mere 39% of registered voters approved Biden in the weeks leading up to the midterms, a recent Civics poll found. A majority, 52%, of respondents disapproved of Biden, a high number for the leader of the Democrat Party desperate to hold the House and Senate come November. A presidential approval rating is a bellwether for how the president's party performs in the midterms, Breitbart News reported.